Hi everyone, this is Mariana. Welcome to your Wow Wrap. Do you ever experience spiritual hurt in your heart? Maybe you feel burdened by the challenges of the day, or you are mindful of past hurts that still ache. Thankfully, our Lord has a remedy for our hurting hearts. He reminds us in the Bible that a heart immersed in His Word is a healed heart, filled with gratitude and contentment. His Word, indeed, is a salve for our sore hearts. It reminds us that we were created by Him and we belong to Him. He is the King of the world and He loves us unconditionally, through the good days and the challenging ones. Our scripture for today is from Philippians 4 verses 6 to 7. Here is Viola.
Do not be anxious about anything. Instead, in every situation, through prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, tell your requests to God, and the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.
So let us remember this week that during the good times and the not so good ones, we can turn to God's Word to give us strength and a clear sense of purpose to persevere through life. The Bible is a powerful source of inspiration and guidance. It can transform our lives as we encounter Jesus and follow His example. May we also remember that our weaknesses and imperfections do not define us. Rather, it is our relationship with God as we follow His precepts and walk in the footsteps of Christ that shapes our true identity. When we feel alone in our struggles, God promises in Psalm 34 verse 18 to be close to the brokenhearted and save the crushed in spirit. Let's remember that allowing God's Word to permeate our beings sets us apart for His purpose and fills us with the fruit of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. As we live out our faith, our lives emit a sweet fragrance that shines God's light into our broken world. By turning to the truth and power of God's Word, we can come to understand the immense significance of Christ's crucifixion, death, and resurrection. Through this profound message of redemption and renewal made available to us all through Jesus, we can find hope and transformation in our lives. And lastly, let us remember that by God's grace and the truth of the gospel, we can use the gifts our Lord has given us and have a sound mind to discern what is right and noble in His eyes. We can worship Him no matter our circumstances, as He is loving, good and faithful, and His plans and purposes will prevail forever. So may we rejoice always, being consistent in prayer and giving thanks to our Lord in all circumstances. May the Bible and our grateful hearts be the source of peace, contentment and joy in our lives. May God's life-giving Word help us to see His work in our lives. May we recognize how He has called us to serve in His kingdom, and may we be propelled forward as we focus on eternity, surrender to God's will, and rely on His resurrection power. Let us become witnesses of hope, restoration, and transformation, standing in awe of our Father's love. He heals our broken hearts, gives us strength, and immerses us in His love, grace, and compassion. So let us glorify our Father in heaven by living a God-first, Christ-led, Holy Spirit-inspired life. Now, let us stand united as we pray together.
Lord, we pray that Your living Word will be salve for our sore hearts, that we will remember that You can use every circumstance for good, that You are the Creator and know every tear that falls and every challenge we endure. Help us to bring all of our heart, hurts, and concerns to You and know that You can bring the peace that transcends all understanding. Make us new and fill us with Your Spirit so that we may proclaim You, worship You, praise You in all circumstances. Fill us with love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control. And fill it to overflowing, Lord, so that we may share that fruit with others. In Jesus' holy name we pray.
Father, full of grace and mercy, I come before You and I want to thank You for Your Word, for Your life-changing Word. Help us to become a sweet fragrance for You. Thank you, Lord, for your love, your goodness, in your precious name.
Lord, we thank you today for the records of examples of your children, of your disciples, in which we can so often see our own weaknesses, fears, and brevity. We are, Lord, is defined by what you are in us, and who we will be defined by our discipleship as we become followers of you. What we will be witness to at the end of your purpose for us will be your resurrection, power. We preserve it in participation with your crucifixion, your death, and your resurrection.
Holy Father, we know that you are truth. We know that the greatest truth you have created is the salvation you have created through Christ Jesus. We pray for everyone to understand this truth. We pray for hell to be shrunk and shrunk again, and for heaven to be enlarged and more to be saved. In Christ's name and for his kingdom, amen.
Father, thank you so much for giving us so many things to be thankful for. Thank you that you direct our attention again and again to your word, in which you are calling us to give thanks always in all circumstances. Teach us how to do this, Lord. Help us to be focused on your work in our lives, not on the work of the enemy. As we walk in gratitude each day, may we experience your joy, your peace, and your contentment. Amen.
Amen. Keep safe, be blessed, and have the most wonderful week.